Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Varel, coast to coast.
Well, Carver High, honestly, for me, it's night and day with Garoppolo in there. I thought they were, an experiment this year with Lance. And now I think they're one of the, two favorites for me to go to the NFC Championship game. With that guy running the Niners like the way it should be, I think they're a potential Super Bowl team. And with Trey Lance, I don't even think they make the playoffs.
I'm with you. My Niners under 9.5 bet that I made before the season, thinking that Trey Lance was going to be the quarterback all year, I don't feel as good about that today, Scotty, knowing that Jimmy G is going to be the guy. And he was, let's face it, Tart catches that interception. He's taking him to two Super Bowls.
And they got rid of him. They got rid of him as fast as that guy Little got dumped by the Giants. The Niners got rid of Tart. I mean, that guy's bad luck diner.
So Jimmy G is back in the saddle for the Niners, Scotty. Trey Lance suffers the broken ankle yesterday early in the game, had surgery today, was successful, done for the year. They believe he will make a full recovery, obviously, for the 2023 season, and it is Jimmy G time now, Scotty. 27-7, they beat the Seahawks yesterday. Here's Jimmy G about getting back in there for the Niners.
Just like riding a bike, yeah. felt good to be back out there. Just feel terrible for Trey. I've been on that side of it. This league is tough, and you know, everyone has their share of injuries, but that sucks for him, and feel bad for him. But he's our brother, and you know, we'll pick him up.
Yeah, no, they won't. He's done for the year. Here's the deal. If I'm him, I'm licking my chops because they gave him $6 million. Now they're going to give him $16 million because he's going to hit every single one of those incentives. Wow. They're going to pay him the full money. And they owed him before, I think, $24 million. So they still screwed him either way. The deal is six no matter what, 16 and a half if he plays. And then incentives can make it 20. He's going to get all the money. And now they have to go get another quarterback because they don't have a backup.
One of the reporters did inform him yesterday, Scotty, at the podium, that because he played yesterday, of course, he has that clause in his contract. Every time he steps on the field in a game, he gets $335,000 that week. So they did inform him, you just got yourself another $300,000 by playing. So, and that's going to be
better than Trey Lance.
Every week, he's better than Trey Lance right now. And you're right. They are a more dangerous team in a very weak NFC to go to the Super Bowl. They are back in the mix as long as he stays healthy and he stays on the field. Niners could very well be there. How about the Cowboys yesterday, Scotty? Do we praise and lift up the Cowboys? Or do we say, what the hell's going on with the Bengals? 20-17 down in Dallas. Cooper Rush, Scotty. 19 for 31, 235, and a touchdown. Now 2-0 as the Cowboys starter. Remember, he won the one game he started last year when Dak was out. Here is Jerry Jones, Scotty. Always got to go to the owner after a Cowboy win and get his thoughts.
Well, I think that certainly everybody feels great for Mike. Mike stayed strong, stayed steady, never wavered in terms of second-guessing. Certainly inspired the players, he was a great leader during this tough week. We all know that was rough sledding on not only the players, but the coach and the coaching staff. And so, it goes back about this game, and you can have the it go against you, and then stay true to your work, and here we are 7 days later and having one of the greatest feelings that I can remember in a long time, coming here and being a good Cincinnati
fan. He's just rambling.
Listen, you know, I'm more concerned about the Bengals. We welcome our radio affiliate, Sirius, Sportsman App, Sports Byline. Good to have you with us on Coast to Coast. The Bengals' offensive line is porous at best. He's getting battered. He's about two games away from being injured for the year. He's gonna get. Yep. He's gonna blow out his knee again. I mean, they are just beating him like a rag doll. He's getting thrown around, and they came back. I'll give him credit, but that was Dallas's game in my book, Mike, all day, and I had him at 7.5. So I wasn't surprised they covered. I was a little surprised they beat him, but not the way they kind of owned the game the whole day. They should have never been in that position to begin with.
They shouldn't have. And you're right. They're going to get Burrow killed at some point in the next couple of weeks. Parsons was in the backfield pretty much every single play. Diggs was excellent against Ja'Marr Chase. 2 catches for 14 yards. Bengals season, Scotty, like it or not, it's on the line this Sunday. They go to the Jets. Now, I know what that sounds like. Remember, they lost that game to the Jets last year. The Mike White game at MetLife. They need a win in the worst way. Very interesting and tricky game for the Bengals on Sunday, Scotty.
I mean, there's no doubt, and the Jets are as high as a kite after what they did yesterday. They have all the confidence in the world. They remind me of the Giants. After winning in Nashville, they went home. They're not even a good team, and they beat Carolina because they were sky high. They were confident in themselves. I think the Jets are that exact team right now. I would not want to be playing them in New York coming off of that Browns comeback. Joe Flacco looked like he was 28 years old.
And Cooper Rush and the Cowboys will go to New York too, Scotty. Giants on Monday night.
I think Dallas can win that game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, that Bucs game had it all yesterday in New Orleans. Tom Brady throwing laptops around and, you know, whatever you call those tablets. And that's 2 years in a row he smashed a tablet in that game. But how about the brawl that broke out in that football game?
Yeah, we had a nice little fracas in the second half. Pretty slow and boring game, Scotty. Through about 2.5 quarters, 3-3. And then fireworks erupted. Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore ejected from the game. Brady finally got the offense going, and then the Bucs defense sealed it with a pick six to say goodnight. Here is Brady saying, no, the brawl didn't get us going. We were getting going even before that. Here's Tom.
It's an emotional game, so I don't think that's, you know, I think a little better execution helps all the way around. Defense played great again. Line fought hard. All the guys that were in there fought hard. Tough, really tough team. Really well coached. Team we really struggle with. So it feels good to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't look good. And that offense, the reason they won that game was the defense. Dean with the two picks. Their defense is no joke. That's for sure. But he has not looked good at all. And but then again, they're 2-0, so what does it matter? You know, right. One game, Lenny looked great. You know, game yesterday in New Orleans, he didn't do anything. I had him on an anytime touchdown. He didn't sniff it. But they're 2-0, and I think it's because of their defense. Brady has done nothing. He's not putting up numbers at all. So I think you can see the light at the end of the tunnel that he now looks 45 years old.
Yeah, I think that that's got something to do with it. And I know that Adam was saying to you earlier that, no, it's more that they don't have the weapons. You know, they don't have Godwin. They don't have Gronk. They don't have this guy. I think it's the coach. I think the coach wants run the football, win with defense. That's what I think it is. And it's a combination of that. And that dude is 45. And I'm not putting him saying that he's done, because every time you do that to that guy, he comes up and he rips your heart out. So I ain't going to sit here and say Brady looks old or that he looks finished. But he is 45, so let's remember that as we continue to move forward here. But 2-0, both games on the road as well to start the year. So that's pretty good too, Scotty.
But they can go as far as that defense takes them, and yes. You know, he's in charge, Bulls. So if he wants to be boring on offense, it is what it is. As long as they win the South, go to the playoffs, have home field in a divisional semi after a bye, they got to win two games, and then they're in the Super Bowl. So that's what they're built for, and it's not built for Brady to have 400-yard games and four touchdowns every week. It's not built for that.
No, it is not. Brady also is going to get the Veterans Rest Day every Wednesday through the rest of the regular season, Scotty. So Tom needs time at the house with the family, perfect the TB12 method, everything that he needs to do. Every Wednesday is a Tom-free day over there at Buccaneers facilities.
Yeah, also, I don't care about his marriage. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life, that every week we talk about this guy's marriage, and is he living with his wife, and is he being a good father? Like, who gives a rat's ass about that guy's marriage and family? Honestly, I don't at all. All I care about is football and spreads. I don't care about guys' lifestyles that are rich and famous and who they're married to and if they're sleeping with this person or that. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't care about this guy's failed marriage. I just don't give a rat's ass.
The Big Blue, Scotty. G-men, Big Blue. Now 2-0 after beating the Panthers at MetLife yesterday, 19-16. Daniel Jones finding Daniel Bellinger. His first catch in the NFL, also his first touchdown on Fox.
Yeah, but this is where he should make some hay down here. You know, get a contested catch. That's his wheelhouse.
At 6'4", Jones will dump it off to a wide open Daniel Bellinger, whose first catch in the NFL takes him inside the 5.
Five.
So a touchdown for Bellinger. What a way to begin his NFL stat line.
Look out.
Yo, what game are you watching, bro? He caught it and scored a touchdown, and you said it brought him inside the 5. Meanwhile, the guy's dancing in the end zone. Like, what is happening here?
We got a couple of those today, believe it or not. Elsewhere, Sky, by the way, Matt Rhule, 0-2. We're going to talk about the Colts and Reich also 0-1-1 in a little bit. I think now we've got to put it on the big board. Who's going first, Rhule or Reich? One of them, I don't know which one it is, but those are the two candidates right now, Scotty, for who's going to get fired first.
Well, I think it's Rhule. He's a college coach, and he's done nothing in Charlotte at all except lose. And Baker Mayfield is 0-2. And if, you know, Darnold wasn't hurt, he'd already be, talk about replacing Baker Mayfield. They look terrible. Look, that was a real boring football game. It was awful. A bunch of field goals. Awful. It was terrible. The Giants did not look good yesterday at all. They got lucky they won. They got their hands full, I think, with Dallas next week.
They certainly do. The Patriots went to this place the Steelers play, and they did get it done, Scotty. 17-14. Not a lot of offense on either side in this one. The key play for me, Scotty, was when the guy muffed the punt. And obviously gave the Patriots the ball deep in territory, put them up 17. That actually finished it. So Mitch Trubisky, not worried about the picket stuff. Mike Tomlin says not going to put all the blame on Trubisky yesterday, but he does get some of it.
You know, I have to look at the tape in terms from an evaluation standpoint, but obviously we collectively didn't make enough plays today, he included.
You think Mitch had a slow start again, maybe a little slower?
I hadn't analyzed it in that way. I look at us collectively.
There you go. Well, I looked at it collectively as well. I pushed that bet, and I was lucky to do that. After the kid muffed the punt, here's the deal. When it happened, I was on with Morenci. I said, that's the last time you're going on the field. You're done receiving punts. You're done kickoffs. I can't have a guy that I'm paying money to as a pro can't handle a punt in a big game, in a close game at home. He fumbled a punt. You're done. You're no longer our punt returner. Bye. I don't put up with it as a pro. Like, you know, in college, high school, it's one thing. But when you're a pro and you're out there, you got to field the punt. You fumble it, cost him the game. Get out. You're done playing. Bob Knight would do it that way. You don't play defense, you're done. You're not playing. You won't play again. You make a mistake that bad, you're done playing. You won't play for 3-4 weeks.
Short turnaround for the Steeler offense, of course. They play the Browns Thursday night football coming up in a couple of days. The Jaguars, or Jacksonville, I should say, Scotty, continues to be a house of horrors for the Indianapolis Colts. Of course, lost the last game of the regular season there last year. Now come in and lose again. How about 24-0? Trevor Lawrence hooking up with Christian Kirk, the big offseason signing, for the second time on CBS.
Two receivers left. Robinson in the backfield. They fake the pitch. Lawrence to run or throw. He's going to throw! He's got Christian Kirk! Touchdown, Jaguars! 23-0. How about this?
Listen, I just want to say this. They rode, Ursay and Ballard rode Carson Wentz out of town on a rail, tarred and feathered him, called him every name in the book. So here's what I have to say. I blame Ursay and Ballard for the Colts predicament that they're in. They went out and got Matt Ryan, who's already blown a Super Bowl, who already looked old in Atlanta, and now he comes in and he looks terrible. And I blame the owner and that loudmouth GM of theirs who never shuts his face, ripping players, acting all tough. What do you have to say now, Ballard, about your football team that can't even score a point? They had first and goal from the 7, and they couldn't even get a field goal. They are so pathetic. I blame Ursay. You know what he needs to do? Start drinking again. And that Ballard needs to go. They need to fire his ass. Because he's the one that brought this team. He's the one that got rid of Wentz. He's the one that said we needed Matt Ryan. Your team sucks. Bottom of the barrel. He needs to be fired. And Frank Reich, both of them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
I don't know what this is about, but did you hear about this fan allegedly in Las Vegas that punched Kyler Murray after the game? What's that about?
I watched the clip of it before. He, like, runs over. You know how they got, obviously, all the fans by the end zone there in Vegas? I guess some of his friends were there. I mean, he jumped into a crowd of people, and it looked like one of the guys in the Raider jerseys, like, you know, kind of maybe gave him a small shove to either his shoulder or his face or somewhere in that area. But there's so many people around. I mean, he jumped into an area with hundreds of people in it. I don't know, kind of on him too, no? A guy shouldn't be touching him or hitting him, that's one thing. But he also probably shouldn't be jumping into the crowd either. That's the risk you take, right? Same thing with those guys in Lambeau and all those other guys. You jump in the crowd, anything can happen.
Yeah, it sounds like an international incident, not.
Yeah, no, it is not. It's time for the Lion's Share, Scotty, brought to you by BetMGM. Let me just ask you before we get into it, did we ring the bell? Enough with the anytime touchdowns on Sunday. What do you think? Did you like? I mean, Freiermuth got in there. Kyler Murray got in there with the rushing touchdown. Jahan Dotson got in there in that awful Washington loss in Detroit. Three anytime touchdowns. We told you Debo could get over the rushing on one carry. He did get over the rushing on one carry. He had a 51-yard run. We could go on and on and on. Those were just some of our biggest conquests. From Sunday, that's for sure.
I can't keep up with all your bell ringing. I try. Yeah, you see me, like, you know, hearting your you know, tweets.
Yeah.
I'm always, like, liking your tweet. And I eventually, there's so many of them, I can't keep up with them all. I gave up. I quit. We make people so much money on prop bets that I just don't even care anymore about, like, keeping up with all of the, you know, social media, like, hearts and likes. I can't keep up with you because there's so many.
I hear you. Good. That's a good thing. That's for sure. All right. We have two games tonight, Monday Night Football. So we have a lot to choose from in all of our normal prop categories. We will start with all of the quarterbacks and Josh Allen for the Bills against the Titans in Orchard Park tonight. The number for Josh is 261 and a half, Scotty. Minus 115 to the over, minus 110 to the under. These two teams the last 2 years have played over games in Nashville. Lots of points, lots of yards. Will it be the same tonight?
I mean, there's just not a bet on Josh Allen that I'm going to make this year that's an under. Every single one of them is an over. Yes. I'm going over with this guy every week, every game.
On the other side, Ryan Tannehill, of course, the quarterback for the Titans. His number tonight, 212 and a half, minus 115 over, minus 110 under. I'm going under here, Scotty, because like Adam was saying to you earlier, I think this is a very big Derrick Henry night for Tennessee.
Yeah, and I'm going under for another reason. The Bills' defense is not going to allow him to do anything. How's that sound? I mean, he's going to be lucky if he hits 200 yards at all. He's going to be lucky if he has a buck 80. I mean, honestly, he's going up against the Buffalo Bills defense. You think the Bucks are good? I mean, honestly, like he, in my view, he has no chance.
With a very hostile Orchard Park crowd tonight, and they are lathered up, Scotty. I mean, I was just seeing some reports hours before game time. They are going bananas out there in the parking lot.
Of course they are.
In Philadelphia, we have Kirk Cousins for the Vikings. Now, Cousins, as you know, Scotty, does have a reputation when it comes to primetime games of not being that great. 279.5 is the number for a minus 115 both ways. I think he goes over tonight. You want to know why? Because he has somebody now that he used to never. Justin Jefferson, Scotty. That's why he'll go over that number.
Well, fair enough. I'm going to stay under based on he's playing at the Link in Philadelphia. And I agree with Adam how loud it is, how crazy it is. Believe me, they're just as drunk tonight, even drunker than Buffalo, because they got another hour and a half to drink before they kick off. So they're there now. I mean, they are there now. I have been to that stadium for many games, and here's the key. You go there, you never wear the wrong colors, and you never open your big fat mouth. A guy like me there opens up his mouth, I'm gonna get my ass beat. So I just shut up, and I admire them because they're so crazy. Like when I go to Buffalo or Philly or anywhere, I used to go to Detroit to watch Penguin Red Wing games. And I learned a long time ago about what you wear and what you say. And my voice carries like a megaphone. So I don't say a word the whole game other than bottomless popcorn. I do say that several times.
We'll finish the quarterbacks with Jalen Hurts for the Eagles. 238.5 tonight for Hurts. Of course, threw the ball great in Detroit last week. But this is not Detroit, Scotty. This is the Vikings. And I think he goes under tonight, 238.5.
Yeah, I'm under here as well. I think the Vikings up front are really tough. I think the back end is slow, a little old, fair enough. But he's going to have so much pressure tonight. I don't think he has some huge game throwing the ball. I think more so escaping the rush and running himself. I think, you know, if I could get a nice little prop on his rushing number, I'd be interested in that. I think Hurts will. You know, I think he'll go, my guess is, somewhere around 35, 40 yards.
50.5. High 40s, 50.5.
That's brutal.
For her.
That's brutal.
This morning.
I might go under there.
I did see 50.5 this morning for him. Speaking of rushing, let's go there. Derrick Henry tonight, he has beaten up the Bills the last 2 years, Scott. He has Bills defense very good. Over 100 yards, both games in Nashville the last 2 years. It is 87.5 now, actually up a tick. It was 86.5 earlier. I got to go over tonight, Scotty. I got to go over.
I got to go under because I just believe in Buffalo's defense, and I saw him against the Giants, and he did nothing. And I mean absolutely nothing. I mean, he looked terrible. And all I know is they don't have a great line, and he has not done anything since he came back from injury last year late in the season. He has not had one good game since he came back, and no one wants to admit it because they all love calling him King Henry and everything else. He's not having a big game tonight, not against that team. No one's having a big game tonight against that team.
Let's fly through some of these other ones. Josh Allen now, rushing number, 39.5. Down a number. Over for Josh, minus 120. Let's go. Next, Dalvin Cook for the Vikings, Scotty. 70.5. We hit his over last week against the Packers. We're going back to the well. I'm going over again.
No. He's no, not in Philly.
Not in Philly for Dalvin Cook. Miles Sanders for the Eagles. We got an over from him last week. It was 57.5. Down a number, Scotty, to 56.5 now.
I think he can go 60. I'll go over.
I'll go over with Sanders as well. Receiving, Stephon Diggs was 75.5, down to 74.5. Down a number for Diggs as we get closer to game time. You know I'm going over for Diggs.
I'm going over because everyone on the Giants went over against them. What do you think the Bills are going to do to them? Diggs will have a 110 and 2 touchdowns.
Now, funny that I got this guy in here today.
Get an anytime touchdown on Diggs today, too, while you're at it. I mean, honestly.
We'll get the touchdown for Diggs. Treylon Burks, rookie for the Titans. Low number here, Scotty. 26.5. They got to throw to somebody. They're missing some guys out there tonight. 26.5 for the rookie Burks. That's a big over for me tonight.
All right, I'll go over with you. I don't even know who that is. Good luck.
And the other game, Justin Jefferson is 95.5. This number gets bigger and bigger the more big games that he has, Scotty. Are you willing to go that high with JJ?
I am. I'm willing to go that high with him because I'm going to go absolutely Calypso Bay tonight and take the Vikings. So to win, you got to go up top, and you're going to have to do it with Jefferson and Cousins.
And finally, for the receivers, A.J. Brown had a huge debut for Philadelphia last week. Number was 73.5 this morning. We're up to 76.5 as we get closer to game time. It's an over for me, for A.J.
He'll have that at halftime.
There you go. We get J.J. and A.J. Brown over in the second game in Philadelphia. All right, it is tutty time, Scotty. Anytime touchdowns. Let's get a few of them on the board so that we can ring the bell tonight. Yes, Diggs we think will score. I think that Derrick Henry will score as well. But we got to take some deeper shots tonight. Gabe Davis could be out tonight. Got hurt in practice on Saturday for the Bills. We know how much he scores touchdowns for Josh Allen, but Isaiah McKenzie will be looked at a lot. He had a touchdown against the Rams last week, plus 200 for McKenzie, Scotty.
Didn't he hit for us last week? He won a bet for us last week. So he I'm did. Going back to he the well. Yes. Did. Yes.
There you go. And not only did he, but we were on Dawson Knox, didn't get it done, was quiet against the Rams. I don't think he'll be quiet in Orchard Park tonight. Plus 150 for Dawson Knox.
I mean, I went with him last week, and he didn't do it, so I'm not going to go with him this week.
Eagles, Devonta Smith, of course, second year. I like the price, Scotty. Plus 225 for Smith to find the end zone for the Eagles tonight.
Why not? Okay, I thought you were going to give me Diggs. I mean, am I not going to get a Diggs anytime touchdown today from
you're
you?
Going to get a Diggs. We have Diggs, of course, but it's the price is so it's like minus 110 for Diggs. We're going to get – we want some big numbers here, Scotty. Big numbers to ring the bell. Adam Thielen plus 150.
I like Thielen. I like Diggs. Both of them.
There we go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You just keep rubbing it in my face, don't you? Here you go. You're going to throw that Rams game at me, huh?
Well, of course, we got to bring it up for a moment at least. The Rams had a 31-10 lead in the fourth quarter, ended up winning 31-27. Some sloppy play. You had a blocked punt in there. They had to go running out the back for a safety at the end. Lots of nonsense. So much nonsense, Scotty, that it's going to probably drive Rams head coach Sean McVay to want to have a couple cocktails after the game. Sounds like that's what he's going to do. Here he is.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, really, it was just turnovers. I mean, really, it was turnovers. You know, we really had to punt one time today, and we saw how that worked out. So we gave him a lot of opportunities. But, again, don't take away the credit that they deserve for being able to make those plays. But we've got to be more poised, credit. More resilient, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're not going to run away from some of the things that we didn't do well today, but we're also not going to allow ourselves to do anything other than appreciate being able to come away with a win in what we know is such a competitive league. And so there's a lot of different things. I mean, you know, it's very uncharacteristic, but it happened. And we still found a way. And unless they tell me that you get more points for being able to win by more points, I don't really care. We found a way to be able to get it done. And, you know, that's how I know I'm maturing, because I would have been grumpy before on this thing. But holy hell, I need a couple drinks, Steve.
Yeah, it wasn't funny to me. You're up 31-10. You got to cover it at 10. That's it. Like, so I felt the game was fixed. I sat there and watched it. I just can't take it anymore. I can't take watching a team up 21 points in the fourth quarter and they don't cover. I mean, that's unbelievable to me. I mean, don't get me started on the Ravens and the Browns and the Rams. That was just disastrous. I've never seen anything like it.
The Lions did build a big lead at home, Scotty. They were able to hold on. 36-27. They beat Washington yesterday. So both of those teams now 1-1 on the season. The Broncos did not cover at home against the Texans. How does 16-9 sound in one of the weirdest games and boringest games you'll ever watch? It got so bad for Nathaniel Hackett, Scotty. The crowd was booing the Bronco offense almost every other play, and they were counting down the play clock because they weren't getting the plays in on time. Like, it was like a shot clock at an NBA game. Like, they were 5, 4, 3. The crowd was doing it. Here's Hackett on the crowd booing them all day.
And then the crowd obviously frustrated at times, but can you just give me a sense of overall?
I don't blame them. I mean, heck, I mean, I was booing myself. I mean, I was getting very frustrated. I mean, get down to the red zone 2 times, don't get another touchdown, which is unbelievably frustrating. I don't think we've scored in there yet. And that's something that all of our guys got to step it up, whether we run the ball more, whatever we're doing, we just got to execute at a higher level.
Listen, I think the guy doesn't deserve the abuse he's getting based on they fumbled at the 1 yard line twice in 5 minutes in Seattle. They would have won that game, but they didn't. So they blame the coach. And it carried over into Denver in their home opener, and they played terrible. I don't blame Hackett. I blame Russell Wilson, who they're paying $250 million to. What is the deal with Russell Wilson? Why does he look so crappy? Even on the touchdown pass that he threw, it was an absolute duck. Peyton Manning's last year when he was throwing nothing but ducks, they looked better than that pass. Russell Wilson looks like crap. Don't blame the new coach for the way your hot shot, fat ass quarterback looks. He doesn't look good. You can't sell me that he looks good at all. And the Broncos suck, okay? So everyone that says they're going to the Super Bowl, you are absolutely on acid.
We said here for months, Scotty, during the offseason, that team was more than just a quarterback away from being some.
You and I hated them.
And you've seen the offense the first 2 weeks, whether it be the line, the running backs, the receivers. They were not some ready-made Super Bowl team that just needed a quarterback. They needed more than that. And Wilson hasn't been good either, like you just said. The Sunday night game was a bit of a breather if you wanted to lay the big points. The Packers beat the Bears 27-10. Aaron Rodgers found the touch last night, Scotty, to Aaron Jones on NBC.
His nickname is Quadzilla. Says it all. Those quads. Massive. From the 9, it's Aaron Jones coming around the edge to the end zone. Jones with a touchdown.
And as soon as this play was over, Aaron Rodgers turns to his head coach, Matt LaFleur, and he said, nice call, baby.
Yeah, nice call, baby.
See, yeah, that's you. That's a good one.
Well, there you go. The NBC's favorite team, the Packers, who play about 12 games on NBC every year. So well, we got to watch them. At least they covered.
They did cover. They took care of business against the Bears. Tyrod Taylor sues the doctor who punctured his lung back in 2019. What took him 3 years to do that? DirecTV's NFL Sunday ticket went down on Sunday, Scotty. People were not happy all over the country as DirecTV was just falling apart.
This is their last year with that. This is their last year with that. So, I mean, at least they're going out with a bang. They can't carry the games. You can't even watch them. They're so bad. Like, do people still have that thing on their roof?
Yes, they do. I think that some people do have that thing still on the roof. They're all going to get rid of it, though, once they don't have Sunday ticket anymore. All right, here we go. Doubleheader tonight. We've talked about it a lot. Let's hear from some of the people, and let's look at the final line a few hours before kickoff. First, we'll go to Buffalo. Josh Allen, Scotty, we said it last week against the Rams, taking too many hits. Last 2 years against the Titans, two of the games he's been beat up the most. He knows he has to calm down once in a while.
I mean, I think I could be better in that aspect, but given the circumstances of what it was, understanding the flow of the game, you know, I do think sometimes that are necessary in my eyes to help our team win a football game. That's all it is. But, you know, at the end of the day, availability is the best ability. So just understanding that and getting down and not taking too many hits, obviously that's year in and year out. Going in, you know, that's yeah.
Oh, that was really exciting, I gotta tell you. What was that? Well, anyway, give me the odds.
He gives you nothing when it comes to the podium. That's
He is vanilla.
Bills minus 10 still. 47.5. The total has come down a little bit. It was 48.5 earlier this morning. Bills money line minus 450. Titans money line plus 350. But a flat 10 right now for the spread.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm on the Bills on the money line. But I think that's fairly automatic, right? This to me is about a middle. I got the Titans at 10.5. And I got to tell you, I'm being honest. The only reason I did it was because I got so bent over yesterday with every game that should have covered and didn't. Don't even tell me they shouldn't have covered. All of those games. The Ravens, not the 3.5, just the money line. They should have won the game, and they didn't. I give the Dolphins all the credit in the world because the Ravens quit on John Harbaugh. They quit. They quit playing. And then the Browns, that was so bad. I've never seen anything like that one. And then the Rams, they definitely started having cocktails like their coach because they bent over too. So I got so rubbed on those three games, I'm scared to make a bet. So I just went with a 10 and a hook because I figured there's no way I can cover a 10 or a 10 and a hook with the luck I had yesterday. So I went with the middle.
I am going with the over tonight. Like I said, I would not lay the 10 with the Bills tonight. If I had to take a side, it would be the Titans, but I like that over. These two teams usually score a lot when they see each other. We'll go to Philadelphia next, Scotty. Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings heading into the Link. Not an easy place to play. Here's O'Connell.
Obviously, a huge week for us, big opportunity to go to a really tough environment, really first test, true test for us going on the road. You know, played at this stadium multiple times and know how much of a factor their crowd can be. They're playing really good football right now, really tough outfit in all three phases. So we've got to have a great week of preparation, making sure we're ready to go, handling some different aspects of the plan this week, from the noise to obviously just in general, not being in your home environment. So it'll be big for our guys.
Yeah, like you heard it before, Kaplan said, or you, that the guy never plays well in prime time, Kirk Cousins. And, I don't believe in all that old stuff, the past, and, you know, he never plays well under the lights from the, you know, his history is horrible. It's about tonight. It's not about last year, the year before. I don't believe in any of that stuff, trends and all that nonsense. The guy needs to show up tonight and hook up with Jefferson. That's what he needs to do. Do what he does best. Hook up with Jefferson, and they can win the game.
Here is Nick Sirianni. Of course, the Eagles 1-0 at home on Monday Night Football. Loves when his team is in a spotlight like this, Scotty.
I mean, this is the NFL, and so
And this is Philly, right? And so we know what the expectation is, and the expectation is to win football games. And it's our job as coaches to figure out how we can win as many, you know, put the players in position to win as many as we possibly can. And so confidence level, super high, pressure, nothing new to us. That's what the NFL is all about.
Yeah, they struggled last year even to win home games at the Link for the first half of the season. I went to that Chiefs game. Anyone that can throw the football can beat them in Philly. And that's what Mahomes did, and that's what I think Cousins will do. He'll just throw them to death and beat them.
We do have a little bit of movement here a couple of hours away from kickoff at the Link, Scotty. We've been sitting on a pretty solid 2.5 for the last week. Right now, to the very second, Eagles -3. We are now at Eagles -3, total down to 49.5. I like that under tonight with the total.
Yeah, I'm taking the Vikings to win outright and getting the 3. 2.5 was good enough for me. 3 is even better.
+125 money line for the Vikings tonight, Scotty, at the Link in Philadelphia. Go get it. Let's go, baby. I lean Vikings. But I will be on the under in that game. Couple props for me as well. There you go. All the NFL from the weekend. I got a lot of college to get to, Scotty. I mean, you want to start? We'll start it now and then pick it back up at the top of the hour. Just several blowouts in the early slate on Saturday, including Oklahoma hammered Nebraska. You had the Baylor big win over Texas State. Georgia destroyed South Carolina. When we come back, we'll do this day in sports history. We will get into the top of the hour with everything else. But Oklahoma 49-14, they had Urban Meyer there too, Scotty. And, of course, Nebraska sounds like they're hot and heavy after him.
Well, that was the end of it.
Here's Gabriel. Steps up in the pocket, looking for the first down, has running room and more. Gabriel down the sideline. Burst of speed at the 20. Cuts it back. Dylan Gabriel, touchdown, OU, 61 yards.
Well, like I was trying to say, I think that's the end of Mickey's chances to be the head coach at Nebraska. I told you he had to win out. He needed to beat Oklahoma and win out to keep that job. And they saw all they needed to see on Saturday in Lincoln, and it took 5 minutes, and they turned on his ass. They want anyone but him. And they got rid of Frost. They're going to get rid of him. They're going to get a big name, and that's all there is to it. And Nebraska looked like dog shack.
I think they're desperate enough for Meyer. I think there's very few schools that would do it. I think they're desperate enough to dip their toes in that water. I think
does that Hollywood Mother Farrella really want to live in Lincoln, Nebraska? I don't. Money. I just don't believe it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for Today in Carver High History.
Certainly is. We'll start in 1947 today. Jackie Robinson is named the Rookie of the Year for his first season with the Dodgers. 1973, the National League refuses to allow the Padres to move to Washington, D.C. Well, thank God. Can you imagine San Diego without the Padres? 1986, White Sox, Joe Crowley, no hits the Angels, wins the game 7-1. 7 walks and an earned run on a sac fly. Then it's not really a no-hitter in my book. Here we go.
Ready to work. 2-2. One out, one on. Ground ball to short. Could be 2. Cowley has a no-hitter. Joe Cowley has pitched a no-hitter. A no-hitter for Joe Cowley.
How ugly was that? 7 walks.
Gave up a run. It just doesn't count in my – fine, he didn't give up a hit. He gave up a run. He walked 7 guys. I'm sorry. It doesn't have the same stature as far as I'm concerned. 1988, Greg Louganis smashes his head on the diving board at the Seoul Olympics, but recovers to qualify for the final, which he wins the next day. 92, Barry Bonds joins Willie Mays, Howard Johnson, and Ron Gant only players to have two 30-30 seasons in MLB history. 93, Tom Glavine wins 20 games for the third straight year. 93, Chargers kicker John Carney, remember him? Six field goals and an 18-17 win over Houston sets an NFL record with 29 consecutive makes. 2000, Ken Griffey Jr.'s pinch-hit home run for his 400th career homer. 2004, Raiders receiver Jerry Rice ends his NFL streak of 274 straight games with a catch. 2008, Greg Maddux pitched his 5,000th career inning. 2017, Jake LaMotta, of course, we saw him in Raging Bull was about him, died at 95. In 2017, new MLB record is set for most home runs in a season, 5,694 homers, Scotty, in 2017.
Very exciting.
Very.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.